Danny Gaselli, while you work.
And if you didn't know, today is International Tea Day. Yep. It's a real thing, and the thing is, we're not going to be talking about that type of tea today. We're going to be talking about the tea that you find in the office. So what am I talking about? It's the things that you've seen in the office that you weren't supposed to see. So if you know what that is, or if you've been exposed to that, we'd love to hear from you today. It can be anything from catching someone snog someone else who shouldn't really be snogging that person. Or maybe, just perhaps, you've accidentally seen someone else's payslip. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to the tea today. Can I be honest? There was once where I came into the studio and the Gmail was open, but it was opened onto an invoice. I did see that person's invoice and I have told no one since, and it will remain that way. But that's my tea. Whose salary invoice did I see? I'm not going to tell you. Now, strap in, brace yourself, because we have a voice note that I think might make you go, wow. Have a listen to this.
Hi, Danny. This is Yaya from Wamash. You know, I'm not working, but last week I went for an interview to that security particular company that I can't mention it on radio. So before I got to the office, you know, I was scared. Then I went to the toilet just quickly to pee. When I come back and I wanted to check that how many people are in there in the office, fortunately, there was one guy. Oh, coming back from the toilet, I saw this guy giving some cash to the guy who interviews people. I was like, what? Huh? Then I passed. I didn't mind it. Then I came back for my queue. Then I did the interview. Then they told us to come this week to check if everything goes well. You won't believe. The guy that gave cash to that interviewer was already on a uniform before even they told us if we did good or bad. Oh, man.
Okay, so that was a juicy story. I get it. Thank you for sharing. Really, really amazing. Thank you for not mentioning the company name. I now get to keep my job, and I thank you for that, Yaya. Did you get the job, though? Was there another spot available? Please let me know. But right now, wherever you are, maybe you're in the office, maybe you're in your car, what have you seen at the office or at your workplace that you weren't supposed to see? And if you want to stay anonymous, that's cool.
I have a lot of tea for you. A lot. So our company works from home. You know, one of the days a colleague forgot to put the camera off. Like, they were still getting ready, you know. We could see, like, him putting a T-shirt on. Yeah, but it was very weird. And he's never said anything at all in the meeting. So it was very weird. It was very weird.
So maybe you are like Nompilo and you've seen camera footage of something you weren't supposed to see. Maybe it was an invoice. Maybe it was a relationship happening that shouldn't be a relationship. If you want to be anonymous, you're welcome to. But let's spill the tea on International Tea Day.
Many, many years ago, in working in Johannesburg, we obviously had CCTV cameras around the building, and we'd had a farewell on the Friday afternoon quite late, and it finished up at about 6-7. I had the monitors and the server in my office for the cameras, and so on the Monday morning I had a colleague fly into the office to say, I have some whispers that have come through, can we please go back to the camera on Friday nights after everyone left? And you see everybody leave the premises, and then you see about a half an hour, 40 minutes later, that the boss, the owner of the company, returned with a female colleague, and they disappeared into his office for about 20 minutes in the dark. Not a single light got put on, and then they left. So I don't know. Was it tea? Was it coffee? I don't know.
A little bit more than tea and coffee. Thank you for sharing the scoop, the tea on a Thursday afternoon. We're talking about, if you have just joined us, those things that you've seen in the office that you were definitely not supposed to see. It could be something as simple as seeing a document or anything like that. Let us know your story. I'm sure you have many.
This is Danny Jurania. I've been working in the port terminals for a long time, and they should issue us uniforms. So part of the uniforms were socks. So a colleague of mine was working at procurement, and he found an invoice for 500 pair of socks, and the amount was, I think, 1.5 million rand. And when he confronted the manager about the invoice, she told him, please put that invoice back if he values his life. So, yeah, spilling the tea, bro, spilling the tea.
Hey, Danny, what's up, brother? It's Mo here. You know what? There was a time, there was a company that I used to work for, and there was an email that was sent out, and it was sent out to the entire company stating everyone's salary.
Yeah.
Yo, that was bad.
I can only imagine the fight at East Coast Radio if we saw everyone's salary. Andy James, I don't want to put you in hot water. You work here, but it looks like you have a story to tell.
Not necessarily here, but also, again, I'm unhinged. So, where I used to work, right? My name is Andy, and there's quite a few Andys, right? And the email was coming, it was between the CEOs and the boards and the whatnot. 7 o'clock, I'm getting this email, bruh. And the email is discussing how much money, in terms of like how much profit they're going to pocket at the end of the year, and how much are they going to cut everybody else's salary in the process.
This was to another Andy.
This is to another Andy who's part of the board. I was impressed. I was impressed.
Did you reply?
I replied because I would do that. And I'm like, cheers, mate.
You're out. You resign. Same
no,
time.
No. It wasn't about that. It was like, cheers, Matt. Thank you for including me. And that's how I left
brilliant.
It. And then the next morning,
awkward.
Eventually, I got pushed out of the business. Like I had to like forcefully resign. It was brilliant stuff.
That is the type of tea that I've been waiting for all day.
Danny Gaselli, while you work.